Previously on the pod called Quest.
You actually, somebody leans around the booth, probably catches whoever's eye. I will just say Percy's that happens to be looking that direction. It's a woman. The first thing you can see, she has tiny horns that come out from her forehead.
Ooh.
She lips the words to you. Don't worry about them. They're old. And then turns back around.
Ooh, she likes you.
Percy smiles really big.
Percy, are you blushing? Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. What do you mean?
What's wrong? She looks over at the other table.
Nothing.
Is that girl
don't,
still
don't look over there.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm Percy Vanukum, at your service.
She kind of glances at the other two. The guy goes, what kind of services you give?
The root and shootin'.
Finish the sentence.
The root and tootin' shootin' kind.
It's a pleasure to meet you all. I'm Professor Obella Jovar. I am the head faculty at the Ocularium. I was looking to trade information for information, but I can see you're all not willing. It's fine. It's no ill will. As I said,
I just don't know if we can trust you with information that we have.
She kind of actually like runs her like very nicely manicured fingers like down one of your cheeks.
Proceeds a boner.
And says, that's the whole point, Percy. You're not supposed to. And she just lays a big kiss right on Percy's mouth.
What?
Oh.
Everybody, welcome to episode 47 of the pod called Quest. As always, I'm your friendly neighborhood game master, Josh.
And I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Shane.
It's Foz.
I'm Laura.
It's David.
Guys.
Yo.
I have a story to tell. I actually have content for the beginning of an episode.
Wow, what is it?
What?
Yeah.
A story.
So Laura and I went on a little bit of vacation with Laura's parents and her sister. It was a great time. And on the last night we were getting dinner, Laura's dad told a really great joke that was very unexpected. So,
like, was it on brand or what?
It actually was kind of on brand, but it was a little more vulgar than I would imagine coming from my very Christian father-in-law.
My dad is very squeaky clean. He's not a dirty joke kind of guy.
Not at all.
What did you call him? A level 9 something?
Level 9 Christian.
Level 9 Christian. Wonderful man. More of a father than I've ever had. But this was like a moment of what the fuck just came out of his mouth. So he was like, he had like two whole beers at dinner.
And
he was a little greased up.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But he goes to tell this joke and he's like, it's fine. I've had two beers. I can tell this. So I'm going to tell you guys a joke. So so there's this young boy and he sees his grandfather eating some candy. And he goes, oh, grandpa, can I have some of the candy? And grandpa goes, well, can your penis touch your anus? And he goes, no, well, you can't have any candy. He's like, oh, fine, whatever.
That makes sense.
Right off the bat, I'm already like, what is happening? And then later on, the grandfather's eating a piece of cake. And the little boy comes over and goes, hey, grandpa, can I have some cake? And he goes, well, can your penis touch your anus? And he goes, no. He's like, well, you can't have any cake then. The little boy's like, okay, whatever. So later on, the little boy is eating some ice cream. And his grandfather comes up and goes, hey, grandson, can I have some ice cream? And the little boy goes, well, can your penis touch your anus? And he goes, well, matter of fact, it can. And the young boy says, well, then go fuck yourself, grandpa.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it was really good.
I was like, dad.
I couldn't believe it. I thought it was so funny.
My
I think
dad
it's a good
never
joke.
Tells jokes like that.
Well,
my dad is really
go
funny.
Go fuck yourself, grandpa.
Oh, my God.
My dad is really funny, and he loves telling jokes, and he's really good at telling jokes. Like, he's one of those people that, like, sets it up really well. He's really good at it, but he never tells dirty jokes. I was like, who are you? Are you okay?
He told some other joke that was, like, vaguely like, oh, that's a little, like, step outside for him. And I was like, dang, Jim, you're a little sauced up today. And he's like, I've had two beers. You want to hear a real dirty joke? I've had two beers.
Oh, man.
It was two 805s. It's two 805s.
Dirty old
damn
jokes.
That's like 16:10, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
It's like the one time I had 8 Locos before a party.
Oh, man. Oh,
8?
What?
No, you didn't.
That was before a party. Yeah, dude.
No. No, he had 8 as in he had 2 of them.
Oh, I hate you.
Yeah, no, they're 4 Locos. 8. Yeah. 4 each.
I got it.
Got it.
Got it.
Yikes.
So, I mean, on that note, guys, I mean, speaking of getting a little sauce, you guys ready to party for New Year's in a college town?
Already there, bro.
Let's do it. Hey,
let's go. Ready.
And Percy's got flowers. He's going to get a haircut. Yeah. I'm so excited.
Well, I mean, if there's nothing else, I mean, we can dive right in, guys. Does anybody else have anything else to say? Episode 47, guys. We're getting close to episode 50. Isn't that crazy?
I got some bad jokes.
I've got something to say.
Wow.
Oh. Happy New Year.
Oh, I was going to say, I'm scared. Happy New Year. Isn't it weird? It's only been a week since you guys defeated the Stygian.
Yeah, I think we're probably still like reeling from that. Like yeah. We have a little probably. Like,
I don't think you guys are reeling because I don't think you've processed it.
That's what I mean.
Like, yeah, you've been on the go. Maybe you guys took some time to think about it and talk it through, like on the road from Sabbat to Uzarsh. You had about 4 days to just like not have anything to do. So there's probably some conversations, but also like maybe you guys aren't all ready to talk about it quite yet. It's a little bit like mum is the word of like, yeah, that was crazy. Can we just get back to our own house eventually and then we can have this conversation? Yeah.
We can cry and sleep and like
you can hug your python that's hopefully still alive.
Yes. Oh yeah. God.
Monty.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, your fish is dead, dude.
Budget, the goldfish.
Budget.
If it didn't die of natural causes, that snake got it.
Asked our neighbors to keep an eye on things.
That doesn't mean they're standing there 24/7. That snake slithered down and was like, there's a meal.
What the hell?
Do snakes eat fish?
I don't think so.
Why not? Also, I can't remember if we paid the money or if what we paid them was even adequate.
Yeah, I don't remember.
It's a problem for future us.
I feel like we gave them like 2 gold, which is a little lot.
Yeah, it's probably like 20, but still.
For
like,
how long we've been gone. Gold.
Wait, no, I thought they were like shocked by how much we were going to pay them. No? Is that in my head?
Honestly, it was before the podcast, so my memory is shut.
I don't remember at all.
Yeah.
Snakes in the wild can and do eat fish, guys. Uh-oh.
Especially if it slithers by and it just like pushes the bowl over and it just slides on the ground and it goes over and just...
Oh, no.
All right. Well, as you guys enter in to the city of Uzar, you come in through the walls and you can see there are people like preparing for a festival currently. There's like banners being put up. There's like different vendors that are like converting their shops into like different things. And you can tell the whole place is kind of very much decorated in tons of green. As we know, the Malachite Dome of Maserok is very important to this area. So this green is kind of just the city's color. So there's greens and golds and silvers all decked out of the entire place. And you can see there's kind of people already out and about like drinking. You can see there's these kind of makeshift like beer gardens and different things kind of set up. Seem like this is kind of a big buildup to things. You can probably guess that the school has been out of session for at least a little while, and it's basically been kind of a party for the last like week leading up. You can tell like everyone's hanging out. You know, there's the smell of different foods on the air. You can see there's these large spits of rotating meats that are just kind of being roasted, and people are shaving bits off, and there's just like folks hanging out and having a good time as you walk through. It's much busier and it's even more vibrant than it was before, even though when you came here the last time it was a pretty busy cosmopolitan city. You guys can see off in the distance there is the great green dome of the college here. And you guys walk by a couple places you've been before. The Empty Tome is a bar you guys went to. If you go all the way down, you can come by the Malachite Room eventually as well. But you guys have the city to you. I imagine you guys maybe grab some drinks on the street. You can just, it's like Vegas here right now. People are walking around with drinks and having a good time. Like, it's a whole festival situation. So
fuck yeah.
You can enjoy yourselves all you want.
So fun.
But the city's open to you guys. What's the plan? What do you guys want to do? Get some beers and some food.
We got to get Percy a haircut and new coat as well.
Yeah, I was going to say, Percy immediately gets a room and like then goes out and looks for a haircut and then looks to buy some new clothing.
Okay. Yeah, you're able to find a barber. That's not a problem. A silver would be fine to get like a beard. You get like the full thing. They do like a straight razor on your neck. How do you want your beard to be trimmed
up? Hot towel.
To full the thing. Nice, the full thing. Yeah.
Nice. Fuck yeah.
How do you want it? You want like a big old, you want your mustache? Because I would say by now you kind of, you have like a beard.
Is this like The Witcher 3 where I can make it longer and then make it shorter?
No, I'm sorry. It's more of, it's like a Red Dead-esque style where you have to grow it out. So
I think he trims it, but leaves a beard, but trims it to maybe like a half inch.
Okay, nice, so it's like a short one, but leave the mustache a little more prominent.
Yeah.
So the mustache, you get it. The guy asks you, would you like me to wax the mustache for you, sir?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Okay, and he goes and gets like this like very nice fine little wax and goes and curls it just a little bit. Not too much, just a little bit for you.
Not like a Dolly.
Oh, Doc Holliday.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, he's not. We were just talking about Salvador Dali outside.
No. Really like a Doc Holliday.
Ooh, yeah, okay. Yeah. Nice. Trim down beard, more prominent mustache, and you get the hair all trimmed up. Imagine like probably like undercut sort of, like buzzed all around on the sides and trimmed up nicely. Part, no part, straight back. What are you thinking?
Middle part.
Oh god, no. That's getting now. There are no zoomers in Meridian.
He parts it to one side, yeah, for
parts
sure.
Parts to one side. Okay, yeah. Has a little, okay, nice. You get that done. You get the hot towel, you feel. You're weirdly, you're like, I feel like a new person.
I feel great.
Yeah.
Cool. And I think then Percy goes to shop for some coats.
Yeah, you can find, I imagine with this, like there's probably some vendors that came in and just set up like, there's almost like probably like a little makeshift flea market all around because there's just so many more people here and people are out and about. So you can find like really anything. Like, what kind of stuff are you looking for?
Well, I'll first ask, is anybody going with Percy?
Isla would go with you.
Yeah, Sly would tag along.
The gals. You get some of the ladies' opinions. Does A want to go too?
A is like holding all the horses. Like, what are we doing with the horses?
Oh, you guys can find us.
Thank you for doing this, A. We really appreciate it.
It's because A has an animal she has to care about, so she thinks of these things.
It's true.
Unlike Salai with her dead hedgehog. Anyways, I've definitely told patrons about that. So if you want to know about it, become a patron. I'll tell you about it.
Oh my God.
So yeah, you guys are able to stable the horses. That's not a problem. It's fine. You guys have so much money right now. I'm not going to fucking have you mark off like a silver. It's not a big deal. Somebody can pay a silver. I don't care.
All right.
No, I got this. Don't worry.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
But yeah, we'll say, I mean, is Oren going to join for the shopping or is Oren going to do something else?
I think
Skelly probably is like, hey, can we like maybe not? Like, let's get some food and drinks, dude. I know you don't eat. Take the ring off for the day.
I know you guys, like, you probably don't need Oren here for this because it's like rooming stuff.
Yeah.
He doesn't it's up here. To you.
Yeah, Skelly's like, let's go fuck. Come on, man. It's almost New Year's. Like, come on. Take the ring off. Actually, it still doesn't work yet because you have to let it reattach for 7 days. So you're probably like, you need 2 more days on that after the party with Kitzelabash.
Yeah.
So he's like, come on, the ring doesn't work for 2 more days. Like, let's go eat. Look, there's a big spit of meat.
The rest of you have fun. Good luck, Percival.
Thanks, Oren. You sure you don't want to come?
I could not be that much help when it comes to matters of fashion or grooming.
Well, we could try and find a jacket that's your size.
No, I like this one. And he like just taps his stone plate.
All right. Well, we'll see you then.
Yes, we'll meet up later at the green room, emerald room. What was it called?
You guys want to go to the school?
No, the room, the bar.
The bar.
Well, there's like the one bar, there's the empty tome, which is like more of a college bar. And then the Malachite room is like the fancy place with like the teachers go.
Malachite room.
But we'll meet up there.
You're going to read the Malachite room? Okay. And then maybe, I don't know, maybe you can reach out to Obella, or I don't know. It depends on whatever you guys want to do. But yeah, you can meet. We'll say the meeting place is you're going to meet at the Malachite room in a couple hours, maybe.
So Oren and Skelly walk off, and Tyros will come with us too.
Yeah, Tyros will go with you guys.
After we kind of get away, he's going to be like, this is the first New Year's in the wild that I've had away from the Citadel.
Do you usually head back home for New Year's?
What do you mean?
Well, I know that man of the world, I know that you rune wardens are usually out do-gooding and such. You all gathered back for New Year's?
Yes, usually. If there's relative peace, no civil unrest anywhere. But
of course.
If it's been a slow year, then yes. Drinking, eating, fornicating.
Sounds like a good time.
It is. I don't remember what it's like to do that in the free world with people, civilians.
Yes, it's been a long time since I was on the market.
Well, this does seem like the ideal place to celebrate. I say, well, let's just try to find a word for it, shall we? Debauchery? That sounds good to me.
Yeah, he actually, I mean, I'm not going to pull this out of my ass, but he teaches you the Carthan word for basically what you're describing. And he's like, it's not just party, and it also doesn't have like a moral connotation to it. It's a churchless celebration, is what it means.
I like it. My kind of celebration.
He just chuckles.
Skelly.
Uh-huh. And he's like eating a big thing of shawarma. He's like, uh-huh, wow.
It's really good.
Yes, I was just going to say,
mm-hmm.
Don't worry about it. You could put your coin purse away, but it seems you already have.
Oh, I just got it. Just get a next round. You try this dog. It's really good.
Tonight's on me, boys.
He's like, swallows the food. Fuck yeah. Thank you, Oren. Why don't I show you a good Carthine time while you can?
After you.
All right, let's not drink in this shithole. We'll find somewhere nice. And he like pushes through like some people and he's like, come on, let's forget about all this and then we'll deal with problems and past transgressions in the new year. We'll do it next year.
Yeah, and then we fucking party.
Hedonism. Oh,
fucking Andrew W.K. starts playing.
Yeah,
it's a montage of Skelly, Oren, and Tyros partying to the track Party Hard by Andrew W.K.
Damn, I miss Andrew W.K.
Yeah. Well, you guys go to shop through this flea market, the rest of you, and you guys are looking for a nice jacket, maybe a whole nice set of clothes for Percy. Just depends.
Yeah.
As we're walking by the different vendors, Percy starts to be drawn to, like, he'll see one that's like purple and gold with like filigree, and he's like, "Oh, I think that's the one right there." And he'll start to like take it down from the hangers and like hold it up to himself. What you guys think?
Don't you think that's a little flashy?
Yeah, flashy like me. She'll really know I care about myself this way.
It's like an Eastern style like cloak.
Yeah,
it's got like tassels and
yeah, oh, it's the whole nine yards. It's everything.
It's like the high collar
Sergeant Pepper shit.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, it totally looks like you're the Beatles on the front of Sergeant Pepper's. Yeah,
fancy is good.
Yeah, I really like it.
I wish I was there to tell him it's like an idiot.
Everyone's being nice.
No, it's okay. No. You're partying.
Sorry, buddy. You're on your own.
What do you think, A?
Well, every year the fashions change. Maybe we should ask one of the clerks something that would suit you, Percy.
Sure.
Maybe that's a good idea.
Excuse me.
Yeah, you turn around and you see this human man standing off to the side. He's in almost the exact same jacket, just in a different color.
Yes.
And he has this elaborate like hairdo and everything. He has these big earrings on and stuff, and turns around and he goes, "Yes."
Oh my god.
Look, see, he knows.
He just looks down and he says, "Do you a wonderful choice."
Well, that's what I said. Thank you. How much is it?
This one, well, it is imported. It's a vintage, but about 200 gold.
200 gold.
Oh, that's a lot of gold.
It's one of our nicer pieces. As you can tell, it is how I dressed myself.
Maybe we should look at all the options before you make a choice, Percy.
I don't know. This seems pretty good.
It does seem pretty good.
It is wonderful. But, you know, you should see other options before you make a big purchase.
What's your layaway plan?
We don't have a layaway. It's first come, first serve, but I can take this. Let me put it back on the hanger for you, darling. Oh. He goes over, I can set it aside, but once you leave, if someone else wants to buy it, I have to sell. Oh. I'm only here until tomorrow.
Whoa, he's only
here till tomorrow.
He's only here till tomorrow.
Everyone just looked at me.
You're the captain.
I realized Stephanie was agreeing with me. It made me happy.
Sure, Percy. Get whatever you want.
Yeah, put it on, put it on. We have to see what it looks like on you.
Do you have a dressing room?
It's just a jacket. Why don't you just remove yours and we'll watch you try it on right here?
All right.
Oh.
He's freshly bathed.
He's freshly bathed.
Oh, man.
So Percy will remove his dirty ass overcoat.
This gentleman kind of like reaches for it and is like, sets it on like a rack. He just kind of like takes like a wipe out of his hand and wipes his hands off.
And then tries on the jacket.
Yeah, you put it on. It fits pretty well. It's actually it's a little tight, a little bit. Like, you probably couldn't button it comfortably, but, like, if you leave it open, like, it still looks pretty good. It sits on you pretty well. It's actually, it turns out you didn't notice this before, it's got pretty decent shoulder pads in it.
Oh, my God.
But it is pretty gorgeous. Tassels and all.
Ha-ha!
I have to tell everyone, Foz just did, like, the wild stallions pose, like, with, like the,
be excellent to each other.
So, if it's pretty tight, what's the, what would you say the maximum dex bonuses to this?
Like,
oh,
fucking
shit,
dude.
Not even worth it, dude.
I think you look beautiful, darling.
Thank you. Thank you.
Percy.
Percy looks around to A, Isla, and Sly.
Percy.
Yes?
You're glowing.
Are you going to sense better of that, bro? You should probably sense better of that.
No, I mean, he is enraptured in this right now.
Sly casts light on him.
I can tell this makes you so happy, Percy.
It does.
You can't put a price on your happiness.
You're right. You're right.
You know where I stand.
Percy looks at Isla.
Isla, look at that face and tell him no. Look at it.
Look at it.
I wish people could see Foz's face.
Oh, man. Look at it. Look at it.
She just smiles and says, you do seem really happy in that coat.
Okay, all right.
Percy, if you don't spend your money, then what is it even for?
Well, no, I'm gonna spend it wisely, but this seems like the wisest decision I've probably ever made if I'm gonna buy this.
Sure, I mean, technically they're meant to be buttoned up as the fashion, but there's always something avant-garde about going outside the norm, and I actually think, give me one moment.
He kind of goes through like these racks of clothing, kind of disappears, and then comes out and he goes, I was right. And he has like this hanger with like this, like something almost looks like the exact same pattern and color. And he goes, I do have a matching set of pants for that one.
Ooh. I'd like to see those, please.
Oh, sure. If you want to just step, you could step into the back area and try them on if you would like to.
Yeah, I'm going to go back there.
Would you like to try anything else? A pair of shoes and an undershirt? You are wearing a toupee. So maybe an undershirt for you?
Yeah, let's
perhaps a new hat even.
Don't go so far. Let's try the rest of the options.
Too far.
He brings out a couple different options for shoes. He brings out like a fancy looking brogue. There's another one that's like these little buckle shoes. And then he pulls out, he goes, I think these might be more your style. And he comes out with these bright fucking effervescent blue cowboy boots. And they're the kind of cowboy boots that, like, you have to put your pants in. You don't tuck your pants over.
You're saying blue and purple right now?
Blue and purple?
Enough. Mm-mm.
He went with blue because he wears blue shoes.
God damn it.
He brought him out shoes that match Percy's shoes.
So, yeah, he tries on a vest, tries on some blue cowboy boots, and puts the whole ensemble together. And his
dirty black cap on top.
I think it's the street meets the palace.
I don't even recognize you anymore.
Yeah, he kind of struts out into the middle of of this.
I wish it was a visual medium. There's so much visual. Like, even me playing this character has been, like, way more fun.
Very visual. Yeah.
That strut was
just
so
imagine me, people, with, like, my I'm bent at the elbows, but my arms are out, and then usually when I'm talking, I'll touch my fingers to my chest.
Yeah.
And then, like, speak with my hands all the time.
It's lovely.
It is.
So, yeah, Percy struts out wearing his new ensemble, and he's kind of like giving a little show, kind of walking with some pizzazz, and stops after a couple paces and like gives a little twist, turns on his heel, and then starts walking back the other direction.
Yeah, make a dex check.
Natural one.
Oh, no.
Excellent.
Oh, no.
Seven.
You nearly fall over, and you swear if you got any lower than that, you would have just ripped the pants. They're tighter in the ass than you would expect. You guys, you notice they're like gripping.
Oh,
the
lovely.
Grip in the butt.
Oh, shit. Ta-da. What do you guys think?
How do you feel in the clothes?
Well, to be honest, it's a little restricting. And kind of like feeling the sides of his legs and the backside. But I feel pretty fucking good. I do.
Well, I say that's what matters the most, right?
And the purple suits you.
See, purple suits me. I'll take it. I'll take it all.
Everything? You know what? Why don't you hear? One more addition. I know you're partial to your hat, and it does fit you rather well. Why don't I clean it up for you, and I'll give it a little spruce or something. Yes, maybe? I'll do it on the house.
Okay, that sounds good.
The whole get-up, we'll say, for everything, will be 500 gold.
Here you are.
Shane just cringed.
You know what
so
I meant
hard.
To bring up too? We have fancy clothes already.
He
wants to buy clothes to impress this lady.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he gets it all, and you get changed stuff, and he wraps it all up for you nice and stuff like that. Unless you want to, do you want to keep wearing it?
Yes.
He
wears it out.
So he does that. He takes your hat off your head, and he compliments your haircut, and goes, and he just takes like maybe 15, 20 minutes and stuff. He comes out. The hat is spick and span. There's even been some parts that were made little tears. He like helped repair it as best he could. You can't really put material there that's not there anymore, you know? But he puts this gigantic fucking like heron's feather sticking out of it, and it matches the boots.
Yes.
And he's just like, I thought you're partial to your hat, but you can always, once the celebration's over, you could just take it right out. See? He just plucks it right out and then slide it back in.
I am so fucking glad I came here. thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
She's gonna fucking love it. I know it.
It's for a lady.
Oh, yes. A very, very special lady.
Well, I hope you do well for yourself tonight.
I got her these flowers. You want to smell?
Oh, yes. They look lovely.
No.
He starts spitting up blood. All over your clothes.
Hey, it takes a couple of items take to bounce.
Jesus Christ.
Yes, a very, very special lady.
Well, I hope you do very well for yourself. Everyone have a happy, happy new year. And please, I'll be here all day tomorrow if anybody else wants to buy anything. Ladies, do you want anything fun and special for the festivities?
Maybe tomorrow.
But all the festivities will be over.
I think I'm good.
You should do it.
You can just say no, Isla. You know that. Yes?
No. You should look.
I don't know.
She's such an enabler.
It's a lie.
With your figure, it could be quite. We could put quite a dress on you.
Oh, could you imagine, Isla?
I don't know. I'm not really good with fashion.
Well, so Isla, stand up.
That's why That's why he's here. Come on.
You first. Go.
Well, then you have to get something too.
Yes.
I mean, don't.
If you all buy something, I'll give you a. Whoop. I'll give you a group rate.
Hand motions are killing me. A group rate. What do you think, A? You want to get something too?
I will have Salidas first. Yes.
What have you got?
Well,
he has swoops like a little curl out of it. He's got this like beautiful little curl that comes in front of his face, swoops it out of his face.
Well, I already have an idea for you.
He kind of like circles his finger and points over at A. Follow me. He like wags his finger back towards himself.
All right.
Come in the back here. This. And he pulls out these like. They're like these humongous, elaborate, like, samurai pants. He's like, these. Like, the big straight leg, like, humongous, like, cut.
I think these would look lovely, maybe with one of these. And he's just like, any number of these blouses would work with them. It's fun, it's comfortable, partyable.
I'm looking more for a dress, perhaps. It is New Year's, after all. New Year's Eve.
Of course, of course. Well, we have plenty of dresses. Come with me, come with me.
He brings you over and he pulls out this like very simple, like this long, it's this long black dress that has like no back, goes just down to like the floor, and he pulls it up with like these very nice, like elaborate, like deep maroon sandals. And he's like, these, this would be a simple look.
You also have it in a pale yellow.
Decisions.
Earrings. Hearings first.
An entire assortment. And as he like raises his hand and says that, he runs his fingers along his own earrings. He's like, follow me. Like takes you over, and there's this whole like rack, this little spinning rack of earrings up on a counter. He says,
have your pick. They're all gold and platinum. Go with anything you'd like.
So she goes and she picks out kind of a sort of teardrop diamond sort of cut. Mm-hmm. Dangles. And she brings them back.
Lovely craftsmanship on those. They're Ostensian.
You know what? And you might have sold me on the yellow gown. It's also backless.
Yes, it's exactly the same.
And if you have sandals or heels, perhaps wedges in white.
Sure, I could find some wedges in white.
And goes off and like brings back some like white wedges with like a little extra stuff on them to match the dress, but you know, not
this
too elaborate.
This is a cute outfit.
For these two together with the earrings, 30 gold. Inexpensive. Your friend bought some of the nicest things I have.
I can see that. I can see. Well,
Foz is like, damn it.
Well, thank you. She pays. And then she just opens the freaking curtain and walks out like a baddie and like shows off for the girls. I'm done. Who's next?
Wow. And you look amazing.
Thank you. And you will too. Now get your ass in there.
Okay.
Percy's in front of the mirror and you can see he's like, he's got his hands behind his back and his eyes closed. And then he whips out the bouquet of flowers in front of him. And he's like, here you go, Bella. These are for you.
With quick draw.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he like does it again. Here you are, Bella. These are for you.
Percy.
Percy. He's like practicing.
Here you are, Bella. These are for you.
Percy, slow down. Slow down. Slow down. Breathe. Hold on.
Okay.
Natural.
Here you are, Bella. These are for you.
Let's so try bad. This. I brought you some flowers, O Bella.
I brought you some flowers, O Bella.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Maybe don't that look so good. Scared.
Okay.
Wait, staring at himself. I have an idea.
Yeah.
If you're nervous, I can just use the sending spell and I'll tell you what to say.
That's a great idea.
Oh, dear.
Well, I mean, we can still practice, I guess, too.
Look. Percy, she likes you for who you are already.
I don't know if she really likes me, though. That's the thing.
Well,
it's kind of a one-way street right now, but I just hope that she might like me one day.
Well, she's gonna in that outfit.
That's the hope. If I care about myself, she'll care about me too.
Yes.
That's the rule. Or was there no rules? I can't remember. The one rule is, fuck. I don't know about this, guys.
Percy. No. You're fine. Percy, you are so likable.
I'm starting to sweat a little bit.
You have gotten so many hero dice from our patrons.
You're everyone's favorite character.
No. Percy, come on. Take a deep breath. This isn't like you.
You're right.
We live dangerously, or you live dangerously. Remember?
Yes.
Just another danger.
Okay.
And if she doesn't like you for who you are, well, forget her.
Percy, just be yourself. And if she doesn't like that, well, then she's missing out.
Yes, anyone would be lucky to have a handsome young boy like you. Anyone.
Well, thank you. That's very nice of you to say.
All right, let's just get this over with. Isla walks toward this gentleman.
All right, dear. Now, I think with your figure, you can wear anything you want. But I will be very frank. We're friends here, yes?
Yes.
Oh, how silly of me. I've learned Percival. I believe the name was A?
That is correct.
And you said Isla?
Yes.
And you, my dear? Motioning to Sly.
Oh, Sly.
Well, I should introduce myself. I am Octavian Leopold Bonassi La Montag.
Oh.
You can just call me Octavian.
It's nice to meet you, Octavian.
Pleasure.
Well, as I said, we're friends, dear. At least to an extent, of course. It's a commercial interaction, but we can speak frankly, yes?
Sure.
With your unique complexion, we'll need to find a color that will match it appropriately, yes?
Yeah, right.
So, what sorts of colors do you enjoy wearing? You're wearing a nice, deep mauve currently?
Mauve?
It's a purple, dear.
Oh. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm just not really good at this stuff.
And he goes and he like takes your hand and he says, "No, fine. I do this all day."
Well, I really like the colors of the sea.
Okay, we can work with that.
Or
it would be a bit you would look a bit old. We'll talk about it. Contrast. Contrast is good.
Washed out.
Sorry.
Shut up, Sly.
So he takes you over and he actually pulls out this like, it's like a really, really tight dress that's like tight all the way down to like the knee. And there's like a slit up to one bit, but it's like very, like it's almost restrictive for you. You feel a little odd in it, but it like, Isla's got like a big old dex and everything. She's like, she's got a sporty look to her. It shows off like every little bit of her, but it's actually like sequenced, but like in a classy way. And it's like a silver. It's like a sparkly silver that kind of catches in the light and everything.
Ooh.
You can see it's like, you know, it's probably not, doesn't actually have the split down the side. It's like, it's tight down like the thigh and everything. And then has a little bit of a flare out, kind of like a mermaid shape.
Interesting. Okay.
Is this would look lovely on you, darling? Maybe you put your hair in a bit of a more of an updo?
I could try.
Would you be likely the shoes as well? While the boots are very chic, they wouldn't quite match with the dress.
She looks down at her boots. Oh, I guess I should get some shoes.
Maybe some heels?
Sure.
Well, all of these are roughly the same style. Why don't you pick out a color you like? And they have like a bunch of different colors.
She looks at all the different shoes. What does she see? What are the different colors?
There's like a gold, there's another silver, there's like just a standard, like standard black one. And a number of other, like, you can probably pick almost anything.
Yeah, I think if A and Sly are nearby, they would see Isla, like, fretting over the shoes. Like, not really sure what to do.
Dear, you can't go wrong with black. Goes with everything.
I guess black would be fine.
Let's do the black. Let's make it easy on you. You've been very brave.
Thanks.
Well, would you like to wear it out, or we can wrap it up?
She'd be like, I know, I died here once.
Could I see it all together?
Sure, go ahead and put it on all you like.
She walks up to the mirror to take a look at herself, and she just kind of looks shocked.
And it's restrictive, like you feel a little odd in it.
Oh, wow. She looks over at Celine A. Is it too much?
You look like a princess.
So I hate Celine, this whole thing.
Oh, that's so sweet.
She really just looks like a prostitute.
All of her friends look like fucking, ugh.
All right, well, I guess I'll take it.
Wonderful. The shoes and the dress together, 20 gold.
Octavian turns around. Anything for you?
Yes. Okay, so I'm thinking like something extravagant.
Turns to the other girls, like, this one has a plan. Touches his chest. Yes.
She usually does.
Okay, so.
Well, why don't? Dear, just if you know what you want, things are open to, I can direct you around. Why don't you find, just why don't we find what you want? Come with me.
Okay.
What are you looking for?
Something very over the top.
In what way?
Oh, God.
There's a thousand ways you could go.
Celine's playing dress up. I'm talking
shoulder
like
pads.
Yes.
Met Gala.
Oh, my God. Oh. Like a ball gown. Like a Cinderella
like
gown.
Like a Cinderella ball
How
gown.
Dare
with like
poofy you, sleeves. Met Gala? Yes. How dare you?
If you're looking for like poofy sleeve princess shit, he has to dig in the back, but he finds one.
Yeah, let's do it.
It's powder pink.
Yes.
That would go so well with my green skin.
It actually it has like the craze, like it has like the craziest like bell shape to like the thing. It's like you would go to the ball with this. And he's like, it's not exactly in season and it's quite hot to be wearing such a thing, and you might, you know, be bumping into people
maybe
along
something
the road.
More contemporary.
Well, if you're looking for something princess like, as you said.
Do you have anything with like feathers or...
Feathers?
I don't know.
I think I could... Might have something.
He does find this, like, long gown that's literally, like, it's swan feathers stitched throughout the entire thing.
Wow.
This is something I bought on a whim. I think I was drunk. But I have it.
I think it's beautiful.
Like, it has, like, a bit like a mantle where, like, the feathers stick out all around, like, yeah, over your shoulders. It makes this elaborate, like... You kind of... If you put it on, I'll be honest, like, it's prettier than this. Kind of look like Big Bird.
Nice.
What color are the feathers? White?
White and black.
Okay. Oh, sick.
Yeah, I'll take it. I'll take it.
Okay. I never expected to sell it. It's 5 gold for you.
I'm giving you 6.
Well, I think you all look lovely. Enjoy your time.
You've been very helpful. Thank you.
And he gives like a deep bow. You're very welcome.
Hey there, everybody. It's your friendly neighborhood game master, Josh, here. Thank you so much for your patience once again on this episode. I know it's going up a little late, and I'm going to try to make this intermission as short as possible so we can get you back to the New Year's festivities with your favorite Thanes. So really, the main thing we need to take care of is, as of this morning, we actually have a brand new $10 and up patron. So we've got another shout out to take care of. So I'd love to welcome to the $10 and up crew of our pantheon of patrons, Ivan Duval, also known as Slow King of Games over on the Discord. It turns out that Ivan and I actually have a deep, long-running love of Yu-Gi-Oh! And we basically clogged up the entire general channel over on the Discord for like an hour or so earlier today, just talking about it. So if you want to get on and talk about an old hobby that you might share with me or one of the other crew, get onto the Discord, which means become a patron. Go on over to patreon.com/podcalledquest and come join me and the crew and Ivan and everybody else in all the benefits and the fun. But seriously, Ivan, thanks, man. We really appreciate you coming along, and we can't wait for you to check out all of the awesome Patreon content that just opened up for you. Outside of that, everybody, we are actually probably going to be having some slight changes to our schedule coming up. We're going to have more details about that as of next week once we finalize things. So just as a minor warning before it all happens, with our current situation with Way of the Rusty Dragon and PCQ Prime, we're trying to find the best way to continue to do both shows and still allow the whole crew to play both, me have enough time to still edit things, as well as Foz editing Way of the Rusty Dragon, and honestly still have time just to do other things. things. I'm kind of working a job and a half, if not two jobs, over at my current day job right now. And so a lot of things are crazy. So we're just trying to make it all work for everybody without completely burning me and Foz out. And so we'll have exact details on what that will look like, probably for the intermission of next week. But just be aware, some scheduling stuff might change. Still going to be on Friday. Still going to be at least 4 episodes every single month. So don't worry about that. We might just be rearranging how many of each show and some things in that way. So keep an ear out for that. We'll have some final information during episode 48. As always, a big shout out to Sirenscape, Larian Studios, The Game Kitchen, CD Projekt Red, and Owlcat Games for their amazing sound effects and music. You can check out them, as well as all the other composers whose music we use via Creative Commons at podcalledquest.com/music and in each and every episode show notes. And of course, please go check out causecalledquest.com, where you can see a number of great organizations that we support, where you can find links to their website and donation buttons to go ahead and get involved if you can. All right, everybody, that's it for me. Thank you so much for listening, and we so appreciate our patrons for donating. We will see all of you right back here next Friday, August 27th, for episode 48. Go get fucking vaccinated, everybody. All right, well, let's just smash cut over to the party boys. Skelly, Tyros, and Orn are currently sitting at the Malachite room, each of them like 4 or 5 drinks deep. We see, as we like smash cut to them, we see Tyros just downing another shot of some kind of whiskey or something and slamming it down upside down. He says,
"What do you mean? What would I even do if I was at the Citadel? Like, come on. Like, you want me to travel all the way there? Come on. I'm not like a national security guard or something.
I'm not. Hold on. Yes, those are for us." And then like a server comes and like drops off like 6 more shots.
Okay. Can we get a little salt? A little salt, like a chaser, or like a lime? Yeah, like a lime.
And then at the same time, Orin, Skelly, and Towers go, 3, 2, 1. And then they say the word that he taught us for debauchery.
Yeah.
And then we just chug. We all chug it through time.
Yeah, they just chug. They have like a whole thing, a whole beer. And you drink a whole pint. It's like, oh, shit. Okay.
But anyway, like, why would I can't go, like, you want me to go all the way to Arden? Like, this is my home. I've lived like 200 years in this country. That's where I'm from.
I know. And I'm not saying you have to come with us. I am just saying, if you wanted a fresh start, to be around like-minded people, you would have all the resources and at your disposal and all the time and money you wanted to do the research that you were passionate about.
I mean, it makes sense, I guess. I mean, in all reality, I mean, at any minute, some assassin could come and kill me. I don't, they're probably looking for me. Batiste is resourceful, but I mean, fuck it, right?
It's the last place anyone would expect to look for you.
That's but true.
Not just that, I mean, not to get serious or anything, but you can't.
I'm a bit too many drinks in to get very serious, so.
You cannot fix the past. You cannot apologize to everyone you've hurt. Maybe that's a good thing, but you can shape the future.
He looks a little somber, he, like, sets his drink down. This takes like a deep breath.
I know.
There is no pressure.
I know, just... and I don't feel pressure. I actually really appreciate the offer. It's actually very sweet of you. But I don't know. I think I need to think about it. It's not, I mean, right now I could you could drag me onto an airship or a boat and I would just do it because I'm feeling loose and great. I haven't felt this way in a very long time, so.
That makes two of us. I think I am buzzed.
You're having fun. You don't seem like one who has fun very much.
Skelly's like still like eating. He's eating more shawarma. He's just like obsessed with this. He's like, yeah,
he didn't have much fun. The last time you had fun, you were throwing me into the air on your birthday.
Oh yeah, I remember that. That was actually really funny.
Fuck you, Tyros. Fuck you.
I don't know what got into me, Skelly. I am sorry for that.
Nah, I know. I'm just giving you a hard time. When you say you're sorry, it's okay. It's water under the bridge, big guy.
Just don't do it again. I will kill you. And you know I could.
Of course.
Good. All right. Cheers to you. Drinks another shot.
This place is boring.
What do you mean? It's very nice.
It's quiet.
Oh, that's good. We get to be the party.
It's New Year's Eve, Tyros.
Okay, it's like 6 p.m. We have plenty of time. We have time to drink a little bit more, take a nap, sober up, have a meal, then get drunk again, and then have a beat next year. We have 6 hours.
I don't need to nap.
Oh, you and your... No, the ring is off.
Oh, shit.
You're going to need to sleep. Have you not been... The ring doesn't work for 7 days. Have you not been sleeping?
What?
Tyros just like kind of scared, looks at Skelly. Skelly looks back at Tyros. Looks at Orin.
Did you say something?
Just drink the rest.
And he goes and like pushes the beer up to your lips. Just drink. You haven't finished? No?
There you go, big guy. Oh, there you go.
There's like a long silence, and Skelly's just like, so is he gonna die?
Tyra's just like, no, it's fine. It's fine. It'll be okay.
Skelly, remember, I cannot die.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, cheers. Everybody in the bar. There's like six other people in here because it's not like a party place. My buddy can't die.
You're here.
Cheers.
Orin just yells out the word for debauchery.
Debauchery.
Yeah.
People yell it back. I think Tyra's just like holds his drink up and just like gives you a nice nod.
We got to make up a word for that.
We do have to figure that out. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's what
am I, Tolkien? I don't know.
Well, I think, there's no telling what I'll think when I'm sober, but I think you're right. There's a few things I want to take care of in Armazar before we leave.
So you're coming with?
He smiles. Yes.
And he like puts his arm around him and like gets him like a real close, like almost like a chokehold.
Yep. The armor's pinching me.
And then he like gives him a noogie.
Oh, don't do that. Come on. My hair looks very nice today.
You're going to regret this decision.
Hey, I never said I was joining the Rune Wardens, but I'm coming to Arden at least. We'll see.
But cheers.
Fuck yeah.
Nice.
Orin with his Mormon tactics.
Yeah, you know how Mormons like to get drunk and be real cool?
Anything to save a soul, man.
No, so it's not true.
So you get your own planet.
Oh my god.
No, not the women. No, we don't talk about that.
Christ.
Yes, him.
All right. Well, eventually, you guys hang out at the Malachite room for a while, and waltzing in, like an hour, 2 hours later, is this troop, Percy, in this crazy, like, I almost want to say it's like Sergeant Pepper's, but I imagine it's like, imagine it has like an Ottoman flair to it. Like imagine like a Turkish Ottoman flair to this getup that he has. But then he has like crazy boots. It kind of clashes a little bit, but the getup is very like Turkish.
It's Sergeant Pepper meets Prince Ali.
Fabulous. Sort of. I think, yeah, full on Ottoman.
Meets Zillennial fashion.
Sure. And then you've got the backless yellow dress of A, the tight like sequence sparkly beautiful dress on Isla, and this feathered monstrosity on Salat.
Wow.
And you guys walk in and Skelly like literally just like drops his drink. He's like, what the fuck?
Orin just starts laughing his ass off.
And then Tyrus is laughing. He's like, holy shit. It's you all look really good.
I know, right?
You guys are really drunk, aren't you?
We're having a good time.
Well, I'm ready to go see. Obella.
Oh, we're doing that right now.
Well, I don't know. I mean,
we can have a good time. Skelly smashes by. Like, we have a good time here. Just hang out. We'll see Obella.
Do you want?
And Percy, yeah, that's a nice note, pants.
Thank you. I know.
Salai, how many birds had to die for you to look that awful?
At least five.
It looks awful. It looks like she ran through a flock of seagulls with a scimitar.
I like it.
It's fine if you like it. It's fine. Yes, it's good. You look lovely, dear. It's okay. Can we get another round, please?
Isla, Avendra, you both look good.
No jokes. Wee, Shalai gets up, he like sloppy over, he spills part of his drink. He's like, you look nice. You look like a big, pretty bird.
Percival, what would you do if somebody walked up to you and tried to tickle you here?
Stop! You tried to stop me.
No, Why can't you move your arms?
I can't touch you. Shane is actually tickling fun, yeah. Just so everyone knows.
No, but you look like that was like a big, you're like the big, beautiful stork that delivers babies to people.
That's actually pretty, pretty. That's
like
pretty
a,
sweet.
Like a long, pretty neck and lots of feathers.
Thank you.
You want a drink?
Yeah.
Okay, hey guys, get the fuck around already.
And they're like, okay.
No one's freaking out that there's a goblin in the bar.
Oh no, they did, and then he told them to shut the fuck up, and he points over at Orin.
Well, shit, A grabs your glass from his hand, and then she cheers his.
He
takes Orin.
It. He swipes it back with his sleight of hand. What's his sleight of hand score?
+28.
It's really high.
He is drunk. Minus 4.
It's a plus 15.
It's a plus 15. Okay, it's still, even with a minus 10, it's still 17. He swipes it and he's like, hey, get your own drug this bind. He clutches it close to his chest.
And she hands you the book. It says, just for
no,
now.
No, I'm too drunk. I can't read right now.
Just give me the drink.
So no, get your own drink. Hey, he flicks you a gold and he's like, just buy your own. This is mine.
This is our last frontier.
And it is, oh, here. Okay.
Yes, and then nap time for Tyros and I.
Yes, I'm going to need a nice nap.
And then later we go to the other bar. You said it was...
Yeah, but we need time. Percy needs to, like, wet his whistle.
We should be out in the streets with the people. Oh. Not here.
Of course, yes.
Also, wait. Hold on. No. Sir, please, thank you. Here, I'm sorry. I'll leave you a good tip. I apologize. We've been annoying. He's, like, motioning over to the guy comes over. He's like, hey, what can I help you guys with? I just get this one more round. We have one little thing to celebrate, and then we'll get out of your hair. Okay? He's like, seriously, it's been no problem. You guys have been kind of fun. He brings a round around. It's a little shot of this clear. It's we'll just say it's vodka. He gets, like, a specific vodka. He's like, so I want to cheers to all of my friends. I don't care if you try to leave me behind, because you can't now, because I'm going home with you. Cheers.
What?
Cheers.
I'm going to Arden.
You're coming with us.
Mm-hmm. I don't feel good.
Cheers. Cheers. Drink it.
I don't feel good.
Well, that's exciting. What do you plan to do then?
Just cheers me. Just shut up and cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. And he just, like, drinks it and he's like, okay. No, that actually feel better. Okay.
Is Isla still not drinking?
She isn't drinking right now.
Okay.
I'll say that.
Yeah, Percy's going to roll a sleight of hand to throw the shot over his shoulder.
I'm going to roll a perception check.
Okay.
19?
20.
Fuck. You're successful. It just splatters in the booth behind you.
Oh, are there people in that
booth?
No. Bed? Okay.
Oh, my God.
Percy does that. He's super observant. He's a high perception. He was not an idiot like that. That would draw attention to him.
Yeah.
Well, yes, Oren convinced me, and this isn't part of the bargain yet. I'm going to go back to Arda. I have nothing here. Nothing. In fact, the longer I stay here, the more like it is. I'm going to get the knife in my back. But I'm going to go to Arden, and then if things work out, I'll join the Rune Wardens. I don't know.
You made your mind up about that just hours ago.
It's been like an hour and a half. Yeah,
nothing official. We just said we could put him up as long as he wanted.
Yeah, he was very kind.
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, and Arden's like pretty nice, right? It's not as hot, isn't it?
Oh, it's great.
You know what? We never get rainy days in Karthar. Almost never. Does it rain very often?
Yes, you really get all the seasons there. Not like summer, light summer, heavy summer.
Yes.
Have you seen snow?
Oh, I've seen snow. Not here in Karthar. I mean, you could maybe get it in the mountains sometimes in the winter. No, I've traveled a bit.
Mm.
Well, either way, I think it'll be nice. If the worst comes to worst, I can just come home.
That is true.
I mean, not to Doab, but...
I mean, I still... Technically, my brother's estate would go to me, so I have some dealings. It's fine. I'm going to try to sell it.
It will be fine.
Sell it? It was on fire when we left?
No. The house in Armazdar.
Oh.
I actually might already have... I mean, I might have already lined up a buyer, but we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Too much to think about. Not today.
Yes, we'll talk about it later. It's actually a pretty interesting deal. But no, not now. Too complicated.
Today... The only thing to think about is... And then he says the word for debauchery.
Yeah, fuck, we gotta come up with something
debauchery.
For that. Okay, well, I'm going to get some more food and a nap. Should get a room or something. Yeah?
That's a good idea.
We really need the room. Skelly's just, like, passed out. Full snot bubble.
Yes, I will...
I'm gonna steal it. I'm gonna steal it.
I will be there in just a second.
I'm gonna stab it.
Don't worry about it. Nobody touch him. Nobody get close to his mouth.
Nobody get close to his mouth.
So you guys can go get like a room. Like Tyros like just picks up Skelly. He's like, don't fuck him. He's like, no, you're okay. You're okay. I got you, buddy. And he carries him like a little baby. And he's like, okay. He's just like his arms are flailed downwards. And you guys go get a room and y'all go to nap and everything. The rest of you can kind of go out and drink and stuff. And I will say eventually you all meet up. Oren, Tyros, and Skelly have like sobered up a little bit. You're like pounding water skins and stuff. You guys go get
syrup.
Yeah, exactly. Just getting soup syrup. You can get it here.
We probably got some extra for the road.
Yeah, exactly. Tyros is like, oh, this isn't kicking in fast enough. My head hurts so bad.
So before we do this, I have to remember, right? So I have 3 alchemy books from way back when we fought the hedge witches, which were I'm hoping about like the elixir, but I can't remember the name of the vial that brought the one with the symbols on it. What was it called?
Yeah, the Elixir of Aether.
Aether, yeah.
Yeah, what about
I'm not sure if it's related to that, but A remembers that she has these books and she wants to like while we're all sitting around, A will talk about these.
To who?
To everyone in the group. Yeah, she'll be like, I forgot about these, and I've been meaning to bring them up. I've had these for a long time. They're alchemy books that we couldn't decipher a long time ago.
What about them?
I don't know. Percy, you could always gift Obella with these, but they might be dangerous in nature because they're related to the aether. Also, hold on.
What are these?
Yes.
Let me see.
And she unbinds them. She has them like tied together. She tells Tyros about the hags and the aether and all of the stuff that they saw and the ties to...
This is a lot for a day of fun. Sorry. I'm hungover from the same day.
Yes, this is hardly how I would want to spend our New Year's Eve.
But yes, let me say this. Hey.
If it could lead to
fun... I promise you that we will go through these, and I just don't want to sound like an asshole, but like, I just don't want to ruin the fun for today. I really will look through each page. I have a bit of expertise in these fields, and I will figure out what this means. It would have been nice if you would have told me this before when I looked through all the other bits about the Elixir Vater. But I would love to look at these as an accomplished alchemist myself.
Yes.
I mean, if we could make some Elixir of Aether, we could literally become the richest people on the planet.
Well, let's do that.
It's not a bad idea.
Yeah, well, I was
thinking... It might be one of the... It's basically the hardest thing an alchemist has ever tried to accomplish.
Well, between you and me, put our hats together.
Sure, Percival. We won't need any gunpowder for this, so...
You have a better chance of discovering the alchemist's stone. The philosopher's stone.
You're a little bit drunk there, Fred.
The stone. I don't do
Your
this.
System's not used to...
I don't do alchemy.
It's been done once before. Who's to say it can't be done a second time?
Yes, we just... Sure.
I was honestly just saying if they were useless and I could potentially get him laid.
If you were to do that, I would literally give you money not to. But if you were going to not do, then I wouldn't give you the money for it.
It was up for debate. This was what it's for.
All I'm trying to say is that these are actually, if they are what you say they are, they're valuable. So I wouldn't give them to her.
I say we hold on to them.
Plus, you don't want to start a relationship by giving out very nice gifts, because then you set the bar very high.
Yeah, what was this, trying too hard or something?
Wait, what?
Speaking of which, did you want to go see her now, Percy?
Yes, I've been preparing, and I think I
Does
think
she I'm... know you're coming?
No.
Oh.
What have you been preparing for, then?
Oh, I don't know, it's just...
For New Year's, don't give him shit. He's been preparing for New Year's.
She's got to be there, right? Like,
I'm sure she's around.
Do you want us to come with you?
I don't know. Now I'm nervous that she's not there. Maybe we should check.
Sure.
Or maybe we should find out what... Oh, shit. Yeah, let's...
There's no need to panic.
Tyros looks at Salai.
Could you send a message, maybe?
You two should actually go together. You make him look less ridiculous.
Oh, do you think I'm upstaging him?
That's one way to put it.
Also, like, I don't know. I don't know what it... Like, would she assume that, like, you two are together if you show up looking fancy together?
Yeah, you're right. That might be kind
of
weird.
So maybe, like, the whole group of us should go. But yeah. That also might be weird, too. Like, you have an entourage? Like, that's not very cool.
Oh,
should I change? I don't want to ruin your chances.
Salai, it's okay. Maybe we should walk you there and you can go in by yourself.
We can ask where the professors hang out during these kind of festivities.
Yes. Okay. Let's have you all come with me and... You can leave me at the doorstep and wait for me, and I will find out if she is home.
That sounds good. Let's go before Percy changes his mind. Come on.
Wait, Salai, would you be able to send a message just to see?
Yeah.
It might save some time.
Yeah, of course.
I think that might be creepier than just showing up.
Can I send the message?
That's not the whatever
think
you do with
so.
No, it has to be Salai's
can
voice.
Can we find a messenger?
You should just go. It might be less creepy than using magic.
Okay. All right. Let's just go.
Wasn't there something we were going to ask her for? Or should we, like, all be there?
Yeah. We were going to ask her for stuff. That's why we came.
I'm still drunk.
Let's get you to bed.
You sound. Yeah.
My head hurts.
Horn takes.
I just got up like 10 minutes. Okay.
Falls right to sleep.
Yeah. We go lay down.
Well, I have a bit of a headache and I'm feeling fine. I think you should reach out. I mean, you should probably reach out to her. Like, it might be weird just to show. You've only met her one time, right?
Yes. Yeah, so can you just, like, sign my name at the end of it?
Should I try and change my voice?
No.
Oh.
No, just said...
Hello, this is Percy.
Yeah, hello, this is Percy.
Hey, you are, okay, hey, for all you people who don't live very long, you don't learn to date very well. Just, it's fine. She's a person.
I haven't really dated before.
Well, that's a thing.
Not that much.
What do I say?
Okay, say, hello, this is Percival Newcomb.
Hang on, let me write this down.
No, but it won't be Percival. It will be her voice.
No, I know, but...
This is Salai speaking for I only have 25 words.
Okay, all right, let's start over.
Oh, gods.
This is Salai speaking for Percival.
This is Salai speaking for Percival. Okay.
Are you at the college? I'm here.
Okay.
Where are you?
You already asked her where she is.
Just tell her you'd like to see her.
I'd like to see you.
Just let her know who they say that, like, let her know who it is, who's from. Ask her like what she's up to and that you're in town.
You got 4 words left.
That you're in town and you'd love to see her for New Year's.
I'm in town. Bitch.
Don't say, I love you.
Wait, I love you. Can I get another drink, please?
I ain't never gonna stop.
Can I get another drink, please?
You should ask her to dinner or a drink. That's romantic, right?
I like to think that the last like 6 words are from other people like talking to me and I'm just like repeating them.
Oh my god.
All right, so you cast a spell. What do you say?
Spell. Hi, this is Salai for Percy. Are you?
Does the message come in like stuttered like this?
Yes.
Are you stop in town?
At the college.
At the college. I hope to see you. Would be a pleasure. XOXO Percy.
I'm here.
That is a sip from my iPhone, Percy.
There's like a gap. You actually hear like a little bit of chuckle. Hello, dear.
Oh, she said dear. Hello, dear.
I mean, it sounds like she's addressing Salai.
Oh.
I'm in town. I always am.
She's in town.
If you wanted to come visit, I'm open to it. I'm not one for the celebrating. I'll be in the ocularium. Might have a drink or two.
That's it. I might have a drink or two. That's it.
Okay.
She said that she's not one for celebrating, but okay, she's open to seeing you. She's having a drink or two and she's in the ocularium.
Okay.
That's an invite if I've ever heard it.
You should go.
I feel like it is.
Okay.
You should definitely come.
Should I bring the drinks? She has drinks.
She says she's going to have a drink or two, which kind of implies that she already has the drinks.
So don't bring anything. You're good.
Also, are you going by yourself? Don't we have business with her?
Yes, we have business with her.
Or it's like, oh, okay, New Year's Eve, you have business with her. New Year's Day, we all have business with her.
Yes. I feel like that's good.
Yes,
unless
okay.
I fuck things up.
As long as, well, if you don't fuck things up, because okay, then we don't get the business with her later.
Right, it's more pressure.
What if she tries to kill you?
What the fuck?
I don't know.
I mean, technically, she's part of the court.
She's part of the court.
Maybe.
That's kind of hot.
She's part of the court.
I think I just got more horny.
Maybe bring a bottle of wine.
Okay, so I'll just grab a bottle of wine and head on over, right? Right?
And then you have to do the thing.
I think she'd like that. You should do it.
You know what?
But you have to be careful.
Hold on.
Just in case.
Percy, I'm going to do you a favor, Percy.
Okay.
I have a bottle of wine on me.
She says suspiciously.
Red or white? Because if it's white, I don't want it. It's room temperature.
No.
That's just tacky.
Shut your gaudy ass up. This is going to sound bad, but before everything went bad, we kept some wine down in the cellar below my house when we escaped. I may have grabbed a bottle of it in case, and I haven't broken it out. It's a 200-year vintage. It's Olivani.
Oh.
I've been saving it for a special occasion, and I was thinking about drinking it at midnight with the boys. The boys, huh?
Hey, that's us.
But I think we can get drunk off anything.
We are the boys, yes.
We are the boys. We don't need to drink fancy wine to get fucked up. I think you should take this. And he reaches into his pack and he pulls out this like really beautiful, like elaborate bottle that's like, it has like these interesting curves to it. It's almost like, almost the glass is almost spiraled. And he's just like, you should take this.
Wow.
Are you sure?
Don't say anything. Just take it.
Okay.
If she knows anything about wine, even a little bit, this will impress her. But don't lie and say you picked it out, because then she'll expect you to know things about it. Say your friend recommended it. Okay. Just be honest.
That's smart. Be honest. Yes. Okay.
And make sure to bring back any extra.
Okay.
As your friend, Percival, it is my duty to tell you, you look stupid. But with this, you might have a chance.
Orin, shut up.
You look like an idiot.
Okay.
He's not one for fashion anyways.
Guys, are you fucking serious right now? I asked your opinion.
Not you.
No. You look nice. I mean, you look fucking flamboyant as shit, but you look nice.
I will not lose any sleep over what I told you. The others might.
Okay, I'm just going to go before I die. So,
good luck, Percy.
Thank you for all the help, Tyrus. Thank you.
You're welcome. Enjoy.
Here I go.
Remember, just be yourself.
Yes.
But don't.
Fuck you.
Percy just like storms off. Awkwardly leaves like the room they're all in.
So, are we betting on this?
Stop.
No, it's fun. Come on. Why don't... Of all the people here, I should be the one that's so serious. My entire life was ripped out from under me.
I mean, I have a pretty dark backstory too.
Yes, see?
He's...
This one's last name is Gravesbane. How nice of a life could he have?
It's pretty good.
Oh, okay. Well, pretty good.
Was that bottle of wine the year of your birth?
No, it's actually a little bit older than me.
Oh.
I mean, it's great that you gave it to him, but like, ugh.
Yeah, well.
In my time, I've drank several bottles of it. It's not special to me anymore.
Well, I haven't.
Percival probably has the least refined palate of the group.
Shit.
Well, here's...
It's fine. It will impress her. It's okay.
Oh, then Bella cheers to like
him.
It.
How about instead of a pool, we cheers to him?
Cheers to Percy. I like that.
Cheers to Percy.
Do we
Percy.
Have any drinks?
I have one still.
Next round's on me, guys.
Okay, let's go out. He'll find us again. Do we leave the little one?
Yes. No, I tucked him in.
Okay, he'll find us?
Yes.
So the rest of you go out, have some more drinks and party, like, you know, have a good time. I will say for all of you guys, like, I mean, Orin has already found this out. Tyrus is like a good person to party with. Like, he has a good time. I mean, we can be honest. He's a noble. He's probably partied a ton in his life. You know what I mean? He knows all like the best foods to get, the best kinds of drinks and all these different cocktails. And you guys have a good time. Percy, you make your way through the streets. You're kind of pushing past people. I imagine it's like all a blur. You're like very much like, oh, what am I going to do? There's so much is riding on this. And you eventually make your way to the gates of Mazarok. And you're like, oh, shit, I got to get through. And as you walk up, one of the guards is like, Percival Lucum?
Yes, that's me.
Professor Zorvar said you would be coming.
Oh, fuck.
You may enter. And like, open the gate. Like, one guy kind of eyes you up and down. He's like, cool shoes.
Thank you.
So you walk past and you walk across the bridge. You remember, you have this moment. You probably flash back very suddenly of like, oh, this is where I watched my friend die. You're standing on the spot where this thing was. And you're like, okay, I gotta not think about that and just keep going.
Boner kill, am I right?
Yeah.
Cock block.
You make your way across the bridge. There's no one in the school. It's very quiet.
Ooh.
You turn right through the main hallway past the main auditorium where you all let Isla's body lie for 12 or so hours.
Everything's all repaired, I assume.
Everything looks great. There's some things that are still a little bit being worked on, some small things. It's only been a little while, a few weeks maybe at most since that happened, but a little bit of work still to be done, but it looks a lot better. The doors are back attached and everything because that thing busted through the doors and stuff. But you go back to the right-hand side and walk all the way around. This feels like the longest fucking hallway of your life. Like, you know that shot in Fellowship of the Ring when the ring wraith shows up? It's you move the camera forward and zoom out at the same time. Like, that's how the hallway looks to you. You're just like, it's the longest thing ever. And you eventually turn the corner and there's the doors there, re-repaired and everything, of the ocularium. You can see the words in this gold, like, filigree in the door, the ocularium. And the doors are closed. What do you do?
Percy will take the bouquet from the burlap sack and hold it with two hands behind his back and walk up to the door and stand there for a couple moments.
Here we go.
And then... Dum, dum,
dum. A few moments pass, and the door just... opens inside. And there's, like, this kind of faint glow of light and everything in here. And you imagine you step inside, and from what you can see, there's no one opening. The door's opened. What you can see is everything looks repaired. You're not sure if it's an illusion or not, like the last time. Right. But everything looks very nice. And you can see... at the far side on a bit of like this little kind of landing that's a little ways up some stairs is there's a desk that's well lit and you can see a figure sitting up there, just like waiting.
Percy looks to his right and then to the left, and then he still has both hands behind his back.
Hello, Abella?
Your voice kind of echoes out, and as you step in, like the door, like behind you, and you can just like kind of see like the head turn up at this little landing.
Hello, Percival.
And then he kind of like looks down at
you can come in.
Right. And then he kind of puts the bouquet to his side as he tries to quickly move his way up the steps in her direction.
Well, she stands up and you can see she's actually in this kind of like loose black dress that kind of frames her figure very nicely. And you can tell like the dress is like you as it catches the light, like it's a little sparkly. She walks up to you.
Are those for me? Yes, I made this. I helped make this for you. Do not smell them or ingest them.
It's actually very cute. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. I thought you might know what they are.
She takes them. He goes over and she sets them down amongst like a bunch of other, like there's like an alchemy set on one side. She says, these will be very useful.
That's really good to hear.
She walks over. You dressed up?
Yes. I care about... I
care about what?
About myself.
Good.
Yes.
So what brings you here today? She like kind of turns around and walks over to like another like to like a desk on the side and just kind of sits down, crosses her legs.
Well, I...
A New Year's Eve. How'd everything go down south? You have to tell me.
Yes.
And your friends aren't with you. Not fans of me, I assume.
No, they're in the city. They are around. But I thought I would come and say hello. Things in the south went well. We finished our mission.
I got a bit of a word from Batiste.
Oh, what did he say?
Oh, he filled me in a bit on what was happening, but he's not my favorite.
Okay, that's good.
As I told you, and she kind of stands up, I don't think your large friend understood, but I am only involved because it's advantageous for a woman like me.
Well, that makes me happy, because, yes.
I mean, it's useful, and I agree with some things they're doing.
He's not very much a fan of us at all, as you probably know, but...
No, but that's all right.
Well, I brought some nice wine that my friend gave to me to give to you, and here it is.
This is very nice. This is something for a special occasion.
Well, it is... It's the New Year's.
Of course it is. This is very, very nice. Thank you. I mean it.
You're welcome. Would you like some?
Sure. And she you watch her like her fingers go stiff over like the cork for a second, and she like pulls them, and the cork just pulls right out. Let me get a few glasses. And she just like waves a couple fingers, and like these glasses like off of a wall just kind of like float next to her, and she just like lets go of the wine glass as it pours. So, anything else interesting going on?
Well, I mean,
here you are. She like motions a glass over towards you.
Thank you. He takes a sip, and you can see he's gonna roll a bluff check.
Sure. What are you bluffing?
Uh-oh.
That he likes it.
Gotcha.
Especially old ass wine, dude. Old wine tastes crazy.
Don't let it breathe, right?
It's kind of gross.
No, you can tell by the way the spell she was using. You watched as the wine like spiraled through the air, like got full on aerated.
She decanted it
with magic. I don't think everyone remembers. I cast her on a Meridian Monthly.
I remember.
She's cast as
it's Zoe Kravitz.
She's cast as Zoe Kravitz.
Yeah. Okay,
hero die.
That's super hot. Yeah,
10 times
that's
hotter.
Stupid hot.
All right, whatever. Take one, Shane.
Yeah.
You guys used them all in like the last fight, so you can have one. That's fine.
We're poor.
Help us, help us.
15 bluff to for him to say that he likes it and to be convincing.
Yeah, she rolled like shit.
It's really good.
It is very good. It's not very often that I have Olivani wine, and it's even less often that it's this old.
Yes. Well, I want you to know that I came here for a reason. I just wanted to...
I know what that reason is.
You know the reason?
I do. You need something.
Yes.
You need a few things?
Yes.
What are those things, Percy?
Well, and he kind of like looks down and like blushes a little bit. We need some alchemical items.
Yes, I think you were starting to ask about them before, but it was after all the rudeness and whatnot, so...
Yes.
I could probably get at least one of them for you, maybe direct you to the other. That's maybe a... Maybe we can talk about that next year. It's been rather boring recently.
Oh, yeah?
So boring.
Well, let's talk about that. I just, I want to hear more about you.
More about me? Oh, but what girl likes to talk about herself?
Percy, looks confused. I don't know. Oh, I could tell you,
but...
You're
very sweet, you know that. You're very innocent. But I know how capable you are.
Yes, I am very capable.
Okay, don't get too excited.
I mean, I just mean to say that, I'm good at what I do.
Confident. I think this is a rather boring place to be. Why don't we go to my private annex?
Okay. That sounds nice.
Well, follow me. She takes the wine and just like, it's kind of like floating next to her. And she goes over to like that like door frame that she like throws her hands at it and the portal opens. She says, well, she just steps through.
Here I go. And then proceed.
You go through as well. You once again are, you hear the crashing of this underground waterfall and the echoes and everything. You see the big taxidermied black dragon hanging over everything. And you see there's this laboratory and she's kind of walking down the steps and everything from the main landing where the portal is. And you're standing there. She's like, come on, catch up.
Percy skips to his loo.
Well, she has the wine and the glasses like set down on the table. She kind of is standing there. So you said you wanted to know about me.
Yeah, just... You know, kind of want to get to know you a little better. How did you come to inherit all this? How did you...
Inherit is inaccurate. I built this myself.
Wow.
With a bit of magic to help, but this was all me.
Speaking of which, is that, is he around? Is he watching us or something?
Viggo.
Yes.
I mean, you can if you want.
No, that's okay. Thank you.
He does whatever. I made him. So,
right.
As you look over to the side, you see him like peek around a corner. He's like,
God,
I've just been thinking a lot about you since, we first met. And, that's why I'm here now.
She kind of smiles. Yes, I did get a bit worried about all of you. I thought maybe you'd, as you did with your friend today, thought maybe you'd say something. I understand that the large one doesn't like me, but he doesn't tell you what to do. Why didn't you reach out?
I just was trying to get prepared.
You had things to take care of.
Yes. I mean...
I understand.
We went to, the mercantile town and...
you went down to Sabbat.
Yes, and saw the mortar's arc and... Yeah, I had some loose ends to wrap up, but I knew I wanted to come here at least to say hello and, probably not going to be able to stay around much longer.
No, I'd imagine not.
Probably leaving tomorrow. On the new year, head back home after a couple more days.
Back to Arden?
Back to Arden, yeah. And I'm not sure, when I might be coming back this way.
Well, I suppose that, if there was any time, we might as well take advantage.
Yes, I agree.
No strings attached, of course.
Of course.
Well, she kind of stands up from the desk she was leaning on. She like walks right up to you. She kind of, looks at your clothes.
These are very goofy.
Oh, no.
You're a stupid, silly man.
But that's what you like about me?
Before we can even finish that sentence, she just lays a big one on you. She grabs you by the tassels, and there is a quick pulling off screen, and we will fade to black and pick up there in episode 48.
Did it, y'all.
Some
fucking
congratulations.
We'll be right back. hate you guys.